views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the leading edge of personal, social, and global transformation, the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, is making connections that inspire and accelerate individual and collective awakening. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers from around the world to explore social change, the generative power of conscious, co-creative practice, and what's emergent with health, science, spirituality, and the evolution of consciousness. Break through the illusion of separation, explore the infinite field of possibilities, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello and welcome, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. And I'm Dr. Julie Kroll. I'm so glad you are joining us here today. And we're going to have another one of those interconnected conversations. And what a fun conversation I have for you today. One of my mentors, Barbara Marks Hubbard, has been talking about the evolution of consciousness for decades. And in recent years, she started talking about the new norm, becoming the new norm, and this new consciousness as the new norm. And what does that new norm mean? Well, in November, an article in the Huffington Post captured my attention, and the title was, "There's a New Mainstream Out There, and You're Probably Part of It." And the author talked about the consciousness crowd. I love it. I have to tell you, what I especially appreciated was how she moved the topic into the mainstream itself. I've been saying for years, it's not just the environmentalist, it's not just quantum physics or the metaphysical crowd, it's not just the spiritual or the indigenous or the Occupy Wall Street crowd. This movement is bigger than that, and you get the picture. This movement, this new mainstream, it's crossing all boundaries, cultures, ages, geography, demographics. You know, no one really owns this consciousness movement that's happening, and yet it is happening. Our guest today has her pulse on this consciousness crowd, and she says there's a new way of thinking that will rock your world. And imagine, I love this, imagine if your thoughts were as up-to-date as your technology. And she says it's possible. So I'm going to invite you to take a few deep breaths, bring your awareness into this moment. Hopefully we'll upgrade some of that thinking today. Open your mind, connect with your heart, and settle into your essential self. Really welcome whatever it is today that you're needing in this moment to present itself. And hopefully that will happen in a big way, because today is going to rock your world. Like our guest says, she is Diane Collins, original thinker, media personality, author of the award-winning bestseller, Do You Quantum Think? It is a considered must-read for the changing times, and I tell you, it is, it's like an encyclopedia series in one book. It's a reference manual. It's so much. I'm going to talk about that book more during the show. Diane's life is dedicated to people living spirited, joyful, and masterful lives through leaps in awareness and learning what she calls the physics of mind. Diane created the Quantum Think system of thinking, 21 principles that connect us to living our fullest potential, from inner serenity to harmonious relationships to business results and global affairs. In Do You Quantum Think, Diane puts it all together, integrating science, philosophy, and spirituality, and drawing on sources from cutting-edge scientific innovations to the wisdom of the world's greatest spiritual leaders. And it is a treasure. I'm so happy to have you here, Diane. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Julie. I'm just so delighted and honored to be on your show and to be with everyone listening beyond space-time, right?
Yes, beyond space-time. Yeah, thanks. Well, I'm glad to have you here. And I know several of our listeners have tuned in because, number one, that Huffington Post article got the attention of many of us in some circles I run around with. And it's like, yes, people are talking about it. And so I'm so happy to have you here as well. I have a tradition here on the show, though, Diane, I need to start with my traditional question. It's like a perennial question because this show's theme is about this interconnected universe that we're living in. And I want to start with a question. What does all things connected mean to you?
Well, it definitely means the one, right? The unity in all of its evolving diversity. But to be more specific, when you begin to live what I call fully dimensionally, living FD rather than, right, 3D FD, that you realize simultaneously every aspect of life has expression in the physical, in the energetic, in the virtual dimension of mind and consciousness, in the cosmic dimension of the universal and scientific laws that are discoverable, in the spiritual dimension of the heart, in the what I refer to as the esoteric dimension of the soul, in the divine dimension, which is that ultimate, you know, the fundamental and ultimate mystery of awe of all awe, that is the dimension of the sacred that is responsible for this amazing creation that we get to experience and take ourselves through on this evolutionary journey. And so to me, when you look at all things connected, it's really being able to be in the experience, Julie, not just the concept of what we're saying, but in the experience of knowing, even in the when you look in the physical dimension, we appear separate, but we know there is distinction, but no actual separation. We know it just from the way that we, you know, exhale carbon dioxide and breathe in the oxygen from plant life. We know so much of life when you think about it, that everything that we enjoy, you know, people like to think of themselves as, well, you know, I'm independent, I don't need anybody, you know, the world's a mess, I'm going to go live on a mountaintop somewhere and just, you know, breathe in and do ums. But the fact is that everything that we enjoy, when I look at the table, the desk that I'm sitting at, the telephone that I'm on, the technology that connects all of us, that there are literally millions of people who went into some aspect of everything that we enjoy, from our clothing to our food to just all of it. And when you start to live this way in your experience, it's just, it's to me, it's irresistible, it's undeniable, the interconnection and the interdependence. And then we can take this experiential knowing, this inner knowing, and we can then begin to apply it to where we're looking for new solutions today because of this interconnection that is becoming more real and more prominent for us, that we actually need to restructure from our individual selves, our own, you know, businesses, careers, living our purpose in the next octave of that, whatever it is for us, our next expression of contribution, to how we relate to what's going on in the world. Because how we relate to it, and of course, this is quantum thinking, this is the observer effect, how we hold the way that we relate to our government, to our politics, to our environment, to all of it, to our entertainment. This is what's shaping it collectively. So each one of us in this interconnection, it's like we are, right? We're plugged in. It's like we're in the ultimate charger, right, of divine source, where this power is coming through us. And we have been divinely bestowed with the gift of being able to take part in the co-creation. So to me, that's the interconnection, is moving it forward now into the outer world that we all share, while simultaneously becoming the next, as we call it, astrology is my, I call it my hobby, but I'm an avid student of energy cycles and planetary cycles, that it's time for us to become, it's like time for you to become the new you, based on everything that we've developed ourselves to be at this point, and based on the connection to this all infinite divine intelligence and being able to tune in. I've heard some of your shows where you talk about that. I love it. So that's, to me, the interconnection now. It's a continuously evolving experience of what it means, all things interconnected.
Thank you. You know, I really appreciate you talking about the very first thing you said. One of the first things was that literally this is an experience. It's not just a concept. It's not just a thought. And so we need to take a break here in just a minute. But I really want to bring this exclamation point there about this evolving way of being, this new normal, this new mainstream, that really we are bringing consciousness and our spirituality into every aspect of life. And so we're going to talk a lot about what this movement is and what it's not, and how you listeners can get involved and experience this for yourself. So don't go away. We have so much more with Diane Collins when we return. We'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join us Valentine's Day Saturday. Inheritance Maiden Mother Crone by Sinner Saint Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism, international dialogue, and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community-building events include Open Space World Cafe dialogues with inspirational Jane talks to explore issues important to women, and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for early bird specials throughout December.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and I'm Dr. Julie Kroll. I'm here today with Diane Collins. And remember that Huffington Post article that I talked about? Diane, I would love to talk about that. You wrote, there's a new mainstream out there, and you're probably part of it. One of the things that I loved about your article was really how you differentiated and said what it's not as well. So let's just take a little bit of time here and talk about that. What is the new mainstream?
Okay, let me tell you what happened. Is that, you know, my book came out a few years ago. I still, I love media and I'm always talk about it. People consider it a classic because it's like putting it all together, you know, like all the faculties of mind and consciousness and in the experience of it. But anyway, so I have been on over 300 interviews in the last few years. And I started talking about, you know, we need a new narrative because I also watch TV and I like to watch the different cable news shows and politics because it keeps me attuned to, you know, what's being transmitted really in the collective world that we all share in a very worldly sense. And so, you know, it gives me a picture of it. I don't get too hung up in it. And so they always use that term, you know, well, the narrative is, and we need the new narrative. So I started going on these, what I call the consciousness crowd shows. I've been on many different shows, you know, from left wing to right wing and everything in between. And I started saying, you know, we really need a new narrative. We need to be, and what I lovingly and, you know, in a sort of cute way call the consciousness crowd. You know, we need to, like, make these two realities one. And then I realized when I'm talking with our consulting clients, I say our, my husband, Alan Collins, master quantum think coach, is my partner in all things. And I would say to the client, you know, he'd say, I saw something. I could have saved the company $50 million. This is a verbatim thing, not a hyperbole. And it took the other staff of people a year to come up with it. I said, well, if you see something uniquely, and now I'm talking to all of us in this conversation right now, that something uniquely comes through you, that no one else has that perspective. And so I would say to the client, if you, even if you're not accountable for that area in your company, speak up, because in the big job with the capital J on the, you know, in a cosmic sense, this is your job on the planet. Come in and you bring it to life. So finally, I hit myself over the head, Julie, and I thought, I keep talking about there's a new mainstream. We need this must become the new mainstream. And finally, I realized, oh, I'm the one who needs to say it. So I just wanted to give that preface because I wanted to relate it to everyone listening that we each have our own what we need to bring forth now. So I wrote this blog and I really worked on it. And what happened is it took off. It's like all of a sudden, it's on the Huffington Post. As you said, there's a new mainstream out there, and you're probably part of it. And it got featured. That means it's actually on one of their pages, and it stayed there for several weeks. And then, you know, the news cycle is quick and it goes off. But it's still there in the archives. And it, I think it's up to, the other day when I looked, 9.7 thousand likes, 2,800 and more Facebook shares, over 300 tweet shares, and a lot of comments. And it keeps going because there's something that I'm saying in there. And what I was saying is, having been on all these 300 shows across every area of the world, across, you know, because of internet radio as well as terrestrial, and that this isn't just talking about, you know, what we think of as New Age or even the cultural creatives. That's where it's not this, not this. I use the Sanskrit term, neti, neti, N-E-T-I, which means when you're looking at what is consciousness, it's not this, it's not this. And so I'm saying it's not a subculture anymore. I have encountered hosts, guests, listeners who are every profession, doctors, lawyers, architects, nurses, teachers. I mean, you name the profession, construction workers, homemakers, students, and across every aspect of life. This is the pulse of awakening right now. I know you know that, Julie. Your show is all about it. That when we speak this, and I think this is the importance of that blog or of your show, whatever we each can bring forth, is that when we speak it into existence, so I'm saying, why do we need two different realities, you know, the us and the them? If you know anything about the actual dynamics of mind, the actual what creates, what we focus on, we know, expands. What we hold in consciousness, what we hold in awareness, that's what I mean by mind, not just the left brain, cognitive, click, click, click. But what we hold in mind, the more we hold it, E equals MC squared, the more energy we put on it, the more mass it gains, and that's good. So if we hold it as this is the new mainstream, this pulse of awakened consciousness, this wanting to come together, like as we say in the age of Aquarius, you know, the symbol of that is the water bearer, the, you know, the little, I don't know whether it's a man or a woman, but it doesn't matter, but the little person who's carrying that water on their shoulder to give that to humanity, the time that we're actually all coming together. And I think that the way this blog just keeps getting shared, because you think, well, if it has 10,000 likes where people actually took the time to click, right, then how many more thousands of people are reading and resonating? So, you know, I'm just grateful that that came through me, and it's exciting, and I'm glad you read it and picked up on it, and that you, thanks for letting me share that. And I think it really does make a definitive statement that this is the new mainstream.
Yeah, I really appreciated how you really owned it and claimed it as it is. I mean, it is here. And you talked about, you know, those that are waking up wanting the rest of the world to wake up too, and creating this new point of view. I think that there's some really powerful memes that come alive in your article, which is the reality of the people. And so I think that's what, you know, they're resonating with it and they're claiming it as well. Like they're right along with you carrying their banner going, yeah, the new mainstream, I am a part of it. So I really appreciate how you did that.
Thank you. And, you know, I did say in there, you know, what the new mainstream wants. You know, what do we want? We want new, we want entertainment. I like entertainment, so
yes.
I put this in, you know, like entertainment. How about the characters? You know, I'm not saying all dull and, you know, boring. I'm talking about just scripted entertainment movies that are characters that reflect what we're into.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously other things, you know, human rights that don't require fighting for. Why are we always fighting for human rights? I mean, these are the things that when, you know, people talk about you create your reality, you know, as you think, so you become, which everyone from the Buddha to the Bible and the Upanishads all have that reflected in the wisdom of these ancient perennial traditions. And when you look at that and you realize, well, this is the premise of actually quantum thinking, is that I had the revelation that we, you know, if thinking creates, say it like this, if thinking creates reality, what's creating our thinking? And that even though we imagine we think freely and independently, that our thinking is a system like everything else in the universe, and that our thinking is based in what we call the overarching worldview. So we're in a quantum age where we have the more expanded quantum scientific insight and discoveries that are now verifying what these ancient what the ancient wisdom has known, that it's a consciousness-based reality. It's not a machine-based reality. So we're in a quantum age, but our thinking, even those of us in the consciousness crowd, on a conscious path, on a spiritual path, we don't realize to the extent that our patterns and habits of thinking are still very much influenced by the background assumptions of what I also lovingly call the old worldview, the industrial age worldview. So we know we have this paradigm shift from a matter, the world as giant machine, a matter-based reality, that's the 17th century science, to know, wait a minute, 20th century, Einstein and everyone who followed, it's a mind-based reality. The universe is more like a giant mind, and therefore it behooves us all to really become consciously aware of how to use these natural faculties of mind.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Natural faculties of mind. You have five of them in the book, and I love them. We're going to introduce that after the break. How do our listeners leap into this century? How do our listeners leap into this higher consciousness? We're going to talk about that when we come back. We'll see you in just a minute.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's BrendaThyne.com. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. And I'm Dr. Julie Krall here with Diane Collins. And Diane, before we go into those natural faculties of mind, I want to make sure our listeners know how to find you. So can you give them your contact information?
Absolutely. The best place is to go to my website, which is Diane Collins, Diane with two N's, very important, D-I-A-N-N-E. C-O-L-L-I-N-S, and you can find my blog on there, a connection to the Huffington Post blog, by the way. You'll see it there. It connects you, and when you sign up for my mailing list, which I mail infrequently, you will be, you know, kept abreast of any programs that we're offering or anything new. And also, you'll get a link to an article, You Can't Get Bare From Here, which people love who are looking at how do they advance themselves in their profession or their business. Specifically, it's written in very simple terms. Here's how you would do it, the old way of thinking, here's the new way. And it really will help you think through your next career step. And there's lots of audio and a few videos on there, too. So
nice. Thank you.
Thank you for letting me share that.
I have referred that article to a few business people. It's really nice. Thank you for doing it. I just want to remind our listeners, it's DianeCollins.com, Diane with two N's, Collins with two L's, DianeCollins.com. Okay, right before the break, you had just referred to the natural faculties of mind, and my ears perked up because I love what you write about the five natural faculties. Can we talk about that for a second? What are the natural faculties of mind?
Well, this is how I distinguish them. And, you know, one thing I want to say is the method of quantum thinking is what I call a new world view of learning, the art of distinguishing. And what that means is, if you say, what is the old world view of learning, is that that would be acquiring information, which you try to remember and then apply later. And, you know, what was that? She was saying. But in the art of distinguishing, where we're in this sort of now moment culture on every level, and we want to be in the now moment, that what I mean by the art of distinguishing is we bring something into our awareness. We distinguish it using the nuances of language in such a way that it literally transforms our relationship to it, actually past, present, and future. So as we're talking and we're distinguishing the five natural faculties of mind, what I also wanted to say is that it's not like this is the truth, one of the most fundamental quantum worldview principle, is that there's no static fixed reality, that I like to say no absolutes outside of what you think of divine or source creator. But for everyday human life, there's nothing fixed and solid in stone, even though the conditioning of our old thinking has us see things as fixed and solid, the circumstances we can do nothing about. But in fact, in a quantum worldview, everything is energy in flux informed by intelligence. And this is being exchanged through the invisible fields all the time. And the lucky thing for us as people is that where we hold our mind or awareness or consciousness becomes the focal point. Okay, so when I say, what are the five natural faculties of mind, I did want to give that little preface to it, because it's not like I'm saying this is the way it is, but this is a way that we could distinguish it for ourselves to give us greater access to mastery with our own, how we want our life to be, to being more effective and you know, enjoy really the ultimate, the bottom line of it and the first line of it is just to increase our enjoyment and richness of life. So the five natural faculties of mind, intent, which of course shapes everything, activates the energy intelligent field. I distinguish between intent and intention. Intention being a future goal that's measurable. Intent being more a shamanic sense of that activation of the field that actually creates resonance. That's another one of the faculties. But intent, intuition, that aspect of ourselves, I've heard you talk a lot about it, Julie, and I know that you're a gifted intuitive, that way of living is so necessary today in this rapidly accelerating pace of change, which is actual scientific fact, and increasing complexity and choice in our world, where we need to go directly to the information we need or call it in. And that is the intuitive faculty of mind that makes that connection to the intelligent field, the infinite intelligent field of mind that we're always connected to, always online with. So intent, intuition, the third natural faculty I distinguish as subtle energy. Now, subtle energy enables us to make decisions that when we tune in to what is energetically, you could say, feels right, or doesn't, or can we use subtle energy? Energy is convertible. We can take the energy, let's say, of anxiety, emotional energy, which is not working for us in the moment, and we can convert that energy. We can take it to a higher, more refined frequency. So we can use energy when we're in touch with this subtle energy aspect, this natural faculty of mind. The fourth natural faculty I mentioned is resonance. And we know that everything in the energetic aspect of life is vibrational. It's a vibrational universe. We're vibrational beings. And, you know, thank goodness a lot of the healing modalities are addressing that and using that now. And vibrationally, we say like this, that there is sympathetic vibration. What does that mean? Vibration in a similar frequency range, a compatible frequency range, will attract that same frequency. So why does the opera singer shatter the glass? Because the voice frequency went beyond the frequency at which that glass can hold itself together. So when you look at, can we generate a resonance for ourselves, our own personal resonance, or, you know, when we say, when we like something, oh, I really resonate with that, because we're relating to that frequency field. So that's another aspect of being able to, how do we attract those circumstances that we really want to attract in life, the people we want to be with, the opportunities that come our way in a very real way. These are the powers of mind, is that when you're living consciously, that you learn to use these faculties and you can generate the resonance that you want. And this is, of course, everything starts with intent. in the form of thought. And the fifth natural faculty is meditation. Now, I consider, Julie, meditation, obviously, it's a practice that everyone's familiar with. There are many different forms of meditation, all great and all wonderful. And so when you look at it, meditation, the meditative faculty of mind, that's where we could say we experience being centered, being in the now moment, being in the, that's the 21st of the 21 principles in quantum think called zero point state. In science, the zero point energy means the state at which the energetic fluctuation comes to a rest. Now, it never comes to a complete rest. There's always some small fluctuation. But what I do, and quantum think is not about science, it's about how we can use the discoveries of science to shape our thinking. So if you look at this distinction that I call it, the zero point state, what is that? That is where that drunken monkey in the yoga, how they, you know, say it, of the mind, where the mind is just running away with itself, you know, with no reins, going flitting here and there. And that state can keep us from accessing our other natural faculties. So when we say, well, I had an intent, but it didn't work. Well, because it is necessary to be in that zero point state, to be connected to that natural faculty, the meditative faculty, because that is where we are connected, where we do experience our unity with infinite intelligence. So, you know, you could say, well, where does anything come from? You know, spirit told me, or a thought came in, or I've heard you talk about, you know, who we consider geniuses. You know, you go to sleep, they had an intent for a solution, and wake up in the eureka moment. Wow, I got it. You know, any of us can do this. And when
hey, Diane, I need to take a quick break, and I hate to interrupt you because this is so juicy right now. And the thing that I'm seeing is how all of them really work together, and I really want to bring that in for our listeners. So we need to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Diane Collins.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit RUIntuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, Intuit.com. And get into it now.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guests Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for the early bird specials all through December.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. Thanks again for tuning in with us today. And hey, stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie. We try to continue the conversation there. And I tell you what, we have an incredible lineup for this winter and spring. And so visit our website, thedrjulieshow.com, and you can find all the archives there, the archive for this show. You can find upcoming guests and leave us a note there. Sign up for a mailing list, whatever you want to do. And I want to remind you, you can find Diane Collins at DianeCollins.com. That's DianeCollins.com. Diane Collins. So Diane, right before the break, we were talking about those five faculties of mind. And one of the things that was occurring to me when I was listening to you and I was looking at them, because I have the five of them right in front of me, and any one is a beautiful practice in itself, any one of those five things. But the thing that you've done that I think is really quite exquisite is that you literally have taken it, and it's not just a metaphysical thing or a spiritual thing or a quantum science thing, or a, you know, they all have their own flavor and essence to them. But when you talk about them as a collective, the power is in this, the nuance between all of them and activating it. And I know that you talk about the real power. So I want to bring you right back there and talk about what is the real power of this faculty of mine.
The real power, right. Well, you know, it's very important what you brought up, Julie, that even though, you know, the way that our language is, it causes us to see things as separate, but they're never separate. So they're always distinct, but never separate. And the five faculties of mind do work together. And I just wanted to say about the meditative faculty, and then let's look at that, about where does the power actually come from. But that we may not think of it, but we can live in a walking, talking, living meditation when you realize that meditative faculty is one of the aspects, one of the very natural aspects of our mind, and that while we are fully engaged and active in what we call the outer world, whatever we're doing in life, and at the same time maintain that inner state. And I think this is where all greatness, all mastery, all great accomplishment derives from, that being in that state. So we say, like we were talking during the break, where does it come from, right? It's that I'll share something that Dr. Fred Allen Wolf, who I call my mentor in quantum physics, he's a dear friend. He wrote the foreword to Do You Quantum Think? People may know him from the movie What the Bleep Do We Know, from his own about probably 15 or more books by now. He writes quantum physics for the layman, and also he was in The Secret. But he he's once said to me, he said, you know, we think of ourselves as a body with like a mind inside. He says, but it's really like we're a body inside a giant mind. You know, when you talk about all things connected, how are we connected? Through a mind, a field of mind, a field of this divine intelligence. So when I think about it, I think, well, where, you know, where do we get these genius ideas? Where do these things come from, these yearnings of our soul where we feel like, yeah, that would be an expression of living my purpose? Or where do we just get an idea from? You know, where does it come from? Is that when you start to quantum think and you are living from this, not looking at the principles from, you know, a more undifferentiated or limited perspective, but you literally make a quantum leap in consciousness. So you're looking from the principles rather than at them, trying to get to them. You're thinking and living from them. So when you're thinking and living from, oh, we exist in fields, and you realize that you can tune into you, that's the intuition, right? That you can tap into intelligence, that it's not like, you know, in science they call it non-local, that we have a non-local mind. What does it mean? That the mind is not local to us, to our body. It also means that it's not located in the sense of an ordinary, you know, more dense physical object that we think of as ordinary, you know, the world we live in physical world, where the mind has no spatial dimension to it, and it has no temporal. It doesn't exist in time. So when you think of, you know, how does our own psychic ability or intuition work? And this is what we're now discovering with the new knowledge, is that I think of it like this. It's connectivity. It's not like you make these non-local connections. My husband and I call it quantum occurrences, or some people refer to it as synchronicities. Well, we can have a synchronicity that just, you know, comes up serendipitously, and you go, wow, that was cool. You know, I was thinking of something I needed, and then someone called me and said, here, have it. And we can also, when you're living consciously and you become adept with these faculties of mind, you can cause those synchronicities, those quantum occurrences, those non-local mind connections. And that makes life so magical, because the mind isn't actually going somewhere. This is how I think of it. I'd like to know how you think of it. But it's just making a connection. It's like being online with the internet, which of course is the perfect metaphor, and on another perspective, you could say we projected the internet, because from who we are inside. But it's like the internet, the infinite mind of humanity, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the sublime. Where did, you know, it's infinite, and where is it located? It's not actually located anywhere. It's just, right, virtual. It's virtual mind reality. So what becomes your reality? This is how you relate it to your own mind. Like, how do we live? How do we get more in command of what we hold in our awareness? It's like, what are you going to click on, right? Where are you going to put, you know, touch your finger, and that website or that, you know, Facebook page, and that becomes your reality. Well, we have the capability to do that with our own consciousness. And that's when we can really be what I call living consciously, with that ability to awaken beyond our automatic habitual thoughts, some of them I say, if you're in a minefield, how do you know even, you don't have to own every thought that comes in. You know, make a distinction between something that you're initiating as a thought and something that I call just visiting. Let it fly by. You know, people call it mindfulness. But let that just fly by and go back to, what is my intent right now?
Mm. That in
Does
itself
that make
is,
sense to
yeah,
you?
That right there is such a simple practice that anyone can pick up and really improve the quality of their conscious life by just really looking at that one. You know, that's the one thing, Diane, and we're almost out of time, and I just want to acknowledge the body of work that you've pulled together in your book. It's really quite incredible. And you do pull in all of these realms, and it's not an easy reading kind of book, but it's an easy reading and relating to book that's really quite brilliant. So I just want to thank you for that. And I want to tell our listeners that if you like what you're hearing and this whole example about even just bringing it back to the intent of thought, all five of those faculties of mine, you talk about in the book, you give examples, it's brilliant. And I just want to congratulate you on pulling all of that together and creating what you did in Do You Quantum Think and in your programs. Thank you so much. And of course, thank you for bringing it here to the Dr. Julie Show. I really appreciate having you today.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for all the time and space that you gave me to share with everyone, Julie. And I just love your show. I love what you're doing. Your energy is incredible. And, you know, it's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. It was really fun, and I hope we can do this again. I know our listeners are going to go out and check out DianeCollins.com and Do You Quantum Think. And I just want to remind our listeners, we are here every Tuesday, same time, same place. So again, more coming up next week. We hope you can tune in. And thanks again, Diane.
My pleasure.
Okay, we'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Been listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join us Valentine's Day Saturday. Inheritance Maiden Mother Crone by Sinner Saint Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism, international dialogue, and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community-building events include open-space World Cafe dialogues with inspirational Jane talks to explore issues important to women and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for early bird specials throughout December.
T
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.